This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brian Wheeler joins me live on this day. It's not Tuesday. It's Monday. It's sort of weird to see you in here on a Monday. But thanks for coming in.
Yeah, happy Pi Day.
Absolutely. So, now when we showed up at the Seville Pi Fest Saturday at noon, you were there before me. I pulled into the parking lot. I got there right at about noon. I pulled into the parking lot, Brian, and I was like, oh my God, what is this? It was packed. Unbelievable.
Packed. The Mud House in Crozet is in the old Stanley Drugstore. That's what I used to call it. The pharmacy. Used to be the Stanley Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've done a great job renovating that place.
The Mud House looks really nice. Yeah.
And you're right, it was packed. And my daughter dropped me off, and then she had to go back to the high school to work on something. So she dropped me off. I didn't have to worry about parking. And I got there just before you.
Yeah.
And you walked in and the pies just started coming in. There was a line forming with people registering their competition pies, but also people bringing in pies for the raffle.
Yeah. There was an auction, or not an auction, but a raffle for a whole bunch of pies that were on the windowsill out front.
Yep.
And then in that middle table, there were a billion pies from all over the place. I mean, there were people there from Virginia Beach, from Northern Virginia. This is amazing. What happened on Saturday?
All organized over Twitter. I mean, you and I were judges.
Yeah.
And we never had to go to a meeting or anything, right?
No, it was just
phone calls.
It was just a Twitter thing.
We just showed up.
Yeah, it was amazing. Now, before we went out there Saturday, I remember talking last week, looking online, thinking, oh, we don't have that many entries. There's like 12 people signed up to enter pies. We had almost 50 pies there.
Were there that many?
Yeah. I counted at one point. It was over 40. And I stopped counting.
Wow. I tried 21 of them. I know that. I counted my ballots. I counted all my ballots before I turned them in.
I was saying earlier to George and Christina that judging a pie baking competition is in many respects like a pie eating contest. Because you just keep... Brian, we ate pie for over an hour. Well over an hour.
My bites did get smaller and smaller as I went along.
Oh, yeah. Those first few pies, I was like, hey, this is good.
I'm throwing
them down. And then I realized, oh, my God.
There's
another apple pie. And then there's five more behind that.
And we had, we should give some shout outs real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Three of the organizers were Stephen Whitaker, Mary Jean Jaggers, and Brian Geiger.
Yep, absolutely. They really did something special. That was so much fun.
And I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, but given that it was organized via Twitter, how would I know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it just comes together.
But those are the three people I think of. Brian Geiger was the head judge, and he did a bang-up job checking everyone in and giving the judges their marching orders and then tabulating the ballots. And then we had three categories, Coy, and we had the fruit category, the cream category, and the other/nut category.
Yeah, nut/other category.
Nut/other. And the fruit winner was Colleen Keller and family.
Way to go, Colleen.
They had the Roadhouse Apple Pie. Now, that one I did sample. You and I both sampled that one.
I actually remember that one.
I remember that one, too.
That was really good.
It was definitely my highest ranking apple pie.
Yeah. It wasn't my highest ranking pie in that category, in the fruit category.
Right.
But so I don't know. But it was just high enough on everybody's list where it won.
Yep. And then the cream pie.
And it was good. That was good. And there were a lot of apple pies. That was the most popular in the fruit category.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to expect that.
Yeah. And and some of them weren't all that good. But that, I don't know. I remember saying, this is an amazing apple pie.
There were not many pies that were not good.
No, probably three. Yeah. Two or three where I remember thinking, this really doesn't taste good.
We've got some good pie makers around here. That's my assessment.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And in the cream pie category, Kathy Banner won with the lemon chiffon pie.
Rock on, Kathy. Way to go.
And I'm really bummed because that is one of the few I didn't try. I never got to try that one.
Yeah, I wasn't in the cream category as a judge.
Well, I wasn't either.
But they had a lot of pies.
But I got pulled into every category.
Yeah, towards the end.
In the cream category, the judges were dropping like flies.
They were. It's actually very difficult to keep eating pie.
Especially the cream pie. Those were really rich.
I mean, your heart starts to race. Yeah. You get a little sweaty. You got so much sugar in you. And you're like, here's another one.
Yep. You gotta this requires professional level pie eating skills. I've said that on the show before. Now I think people will believe me. Anyway, Kathy went on to win the best in show, too.
Way to go,
for
Kathy.
Her lemon chiffon
pie. Now, see, I wish I had tried that. They must have loved it.
We're going to have to get one. You should do a whole show about Kathy and her lemon chiffon pie.
Yeah, people were raving about it.
And then Mike Visaglia can get some pie, you know, because he was so busy covering the football game, he couldn't make it.
And he loves pie, that's for sure.
All right, so in the nut slash other category, Ryan Looney won with the...
Way to go, Ryan.
The cheap drunk pie.
And we didn't have many. There were only like three pies in that category.
I didn't have that one either, I don't think.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did try that one.
Now, here's
there were only three in that category.
There were only
right.
three. I don't know how that one won, because I only gave one perfect score, and that was to Mary Jean's pie,
I did too.
Was hands down the best pie I've ever had, and it didn't win anything.
That was the butterscotch extravaganza pie.
It was incredible. It was so good.
It was
and
almost,
she told me, she said, that's the first time I made that pie. That was like an afterthought. I just threw that together at the end. I'm like, Mary Jean,
the butterscotch
best pie
flavor
ever
hit you pretty hard up front, but then it just, after a few seconds, it just settled right in. It was perfect.
Yeah, and it was the only pie I had all day that had that real butterscotch flavor to it. It was the only perfect score I gave, a perfect score of 35 points.
I think
points.
That was the only one I gave, too.
I wonder why that didn't win.
Well, you know, we were only two of six judges, Coy.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we think a lot alike about this.
I don't know. I think, see, I was standing next to David Toscano when we were judging,
yep.
And a few times he would say, that's too sweet.
Yeah.
And so he wouldn't give that, and I'm thinking, David, that's perfect. What are you talking about?
Right, right.
He said, I don't like them too sweet. But, man, I loved it.
Well, you know, Kathy Banner, who did the lemon chiffon pie, she was quoted in the paper as saying, this is a recipe she has perfected, you know, many times over with neighbors, with family. And so
she's put in the labor on that
one. She has put in the, so, you know, a hint to next year's entrance into the Seville Pie Fest, you know, practice does make perfect. Yeah. And if you need Coy or myself to sample your pies between now and then, you know, we'll do that.
Now, Brian, we're talking with Brian Wheeler about the Seville Pie Fest, which was the first annual event. It was held on Saturday at the Crozet Mud House. Now, here's the thing. Next year, when the word gets out, it was packed. That place, you could not put any more people in there. It was an incredible event. The whole time I was sitting there thinking, oh, my God. I can't remember the last time I was in a room with this many people, because Lord knows I don't go to bars anymore. It was unbelievable. There were people all over the place. And kids, then, families, grandparents.
And then everyone wanted to hang out and socialize and wait to see who the winners were.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there was a lot
of that. I was there until almost 4 o'clock, and it was supposed to end at 2.
If people want to see photographs of the Seville Pie Fest, a bunch of them are up on the Flickr website. An easy way to get to that is to go to our own homegrown encyclopedia, sevillepedia.org, and just search for the article entitled Pie.
Yeah.
And I've embedded the slideshow on that page, so you can take a look at a lot of the pictures there. What I liked, Coy, was that once the judges were all done and Brian Geiger was cranking out all the scores, they said, okay, anyone who wants to buy a plate and a fork for a dollar, come on up to the table.
Yeah.
And then people just all got their plates and forks.
Because there was a ton of pie left over.
And they ate all the leftover pie.
Yeah. It was the perfect event. And I am so proud that it was right here in our community. I mean, this was amazing. Now, here's the thing. Next year, I don't see how you have it at the Crozet Mud House, because the word will get out. You're going to have three times as many people there. And here's what I suggested to Steve, one of the organizers. You change this event to the Virginia Pie Festival, make it a statewide event, and then pick a place, have it just be a regular fall event in Charlottesville every year, because there were people there that drove from Virginia Beach or Northern Virginia. When the word gets out, you know, and you need more categories. You got to have like a kids category.
It's true. Kids category would have been great.
Apple pie needs to be its own category. And then you could do it out like that. Like a lemon would be a category, I guess. I don't know enough about it. But.
Yeah, lemon and key lime could be.
But if you have more categories, you have more winners.
It's true.
Yeah, because we could have had that one apple pie be a winner and then another fruit winner.
And I'm not sure I could do 21 pie tastings again. So
you're going to need more judges.
You have to specialize the judges into those different categories.
Yeah, yeah. You'd need more judges.
I drank a lot of coffee in between. And that
sugar
gave
and
me
caffeine.
Enough energy to keep going. But I was paying for it at the end of the day.
Oh, God.
I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and I immediately...
There's that picture of us afterwards, just sort of sitting there. Oh, yeah. Man. I could have just laid down and gone to sleep. I was just, you know, I wouldn't have slept, of course, but... My stomach was saying, you must lay down.
It would be good to expand the event. But, you know, you also run the risk there of losing that, you know.
Little town, hometown
feel. Charm kind of thing.
I think it would be great. The Virginia Pie Festival, and do it in Crozet. hosted in Crozet every year. And I think it'd be fantastic. I think we should do it.
The weather was perfect. It was just the perfect weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was gorgeous Saturday. Saturday and Sunday were beautiful, weren't they? Now, have you gotten your Halloween stuff yet?
No, my kids are talking about it, though.
That's what we did this weekend.
Yeah.
We went
nuts.
What
costume did you get?
We went sort of nuts.
Weren't you looking for, can I say what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Penguin.
Oh, I found it.
You found the penguin
I'm going to put his picture up on Facebook. My little boy wanted to be a penguin, and so we finally found a penguin costume, and I should have gone there first because they have they always have everything you need. That place in Barracks Road, party starts here. There's a billion costumes in there.
Well, you started early, so you got your pick.
Yeah, and they got a ton of stuff there. And I went in and I said, look, I need anything Hermione Granger because my daughter wants to be Hermione from Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah.
And they don't have a Hermione outfit, but they had the Gryffindor scarf right out of the movie. They had the magic wand. So all she needs, she's got a cape. So she just needs like a black dress.
That's perfect.
And she's good to go. And my little boy wanted to be a penguin. And I said to the guy, I said, and I knew he was going to say no because that's so difficult. I said, do you have a penguin costume? And he said, oh, yeah, it's right over here. And they had all different sizes. So I got the perfect size. We went home and tried it on. It fits him perfectly. He was so excited. He kept saying, look at me. I'm a penguin. I wish I would have recorded it because it was so, he was walking around the house. Look at me. I'm a penguin. Oh, it was beautiful. Now, I also got a bunch of scary stuff. I got a skeleton. Then we ran up.
This is for your house?
Yeah, then we ran up to Target and went nuts. I got the skeleton hanging on the front door, and I got these little skulls that are each their own light, and they sit on a stick, and you put them in the yard. And then my daughter fell in love with this fake headstone that says, I'll be back on the headstone. So we put that in the yard. And
now, do you get pretty good traffic in your neighborhood?
None.
None.
None at all.
But you're going to do up the house anyway.
It's just for us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do up the house big time.
Enjoy.
I'm just getting started. I'm going to decorate all month long. Yeah, I'm going to leave it up till Thanksgiving. And my neighbors can enjoy it. In fact, I've already gotten one email from my neighbors that looks a little scary over there. And thank you for that email, because I worked hard on those skull heads. Well, what are you going to be? Do you go walking around a lot?
No, I don't. I do follow, let's see, did I do this? Yes.
You're in one of those rural neighborhoods. You probably don't get a lot of people coming
We go over to, we have done our neighborhood, but that doesn't take too long. And the kids are looking for, quick return on their investment time here.
Yeah.
So
they want an apartment complex.
My son Sam is interested in Peacock Hill. That's where he's been trick-or-treating the past couple of years.
Because
he's got a lot of friends over there and they can all go as a pack.
There you go.
But that's a pretty rural neighborhood too. And it's, there aren't any streetlights or anything. It's dark.
Yeah, yeah. I heard Holcomb Drive in Ivy. It's where all the Ivy kids go. But the city's good. Because you got a lot of houses close to each other in the city.
So now, you probably used to take your kids to the lawn. Did you do that?
We did. We've done the lawn. And we did the lawn years ago. But I will tell you, the lawn thing has gotten so big that it's almost, I almost don't want to go now. In fact, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Because it's just too big. You can't, it's unbelievable. You can't hardly move your kids through the crowd. Now, it's fun for a kid to go because what a big event. It's trick-or-treating on steroids, but you have to watch your kids because it's like a mosh pit, There's a lot of pushing and pulling and lots of people, And if you're looking for somebody, you better have a time and a place because you ain't going to find them.
Do the students all participate?
Practically every door on the lawn, on East and West Lawn, is throwing out so much candy. And there are so many children there. And families, and the lawn is just packed. It's a wonderful event, really. But we've done it 3 times, and I sort of feel like...
That's enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like you too. I'm not going in that crowd. You go enjoy it. I'm not a crowd guy.
I was just thinking here, other things we could do at the Pie Festival, you could have a pie throwing contest.
Dude, this could be huge, Brian.
So you get Delegate Toscano, instead of him being a judge, we could throw pies at him.
Yeah. I'll let people throw pies at me.
I think you should take the highest ranking elected official in the room.
and throw pies at him. Well, let's not speak for David. He may not want to do that.
David listens to the show. I'm hoping he'll call in.
There's all sorts of events you could do with it, though, because you can celebrate the produce of Virginia. All these people are still apples and strawberries, and people are raising all these fruits all over Virginia.
Right.
You can celebrate that.
Yep.
Farmers,
And
could
and
be huge. This could be the beginning of a huge annual event to celebrate pie and community and all things related to pie. You know?
It brings the community together, Coy.
That's what I felt like.
Yep.
On Saturday. And I will tell you, there were some people who were really into it. There were some women there standing around.
They were watching the judges very carefully.
Watching every bite that we took.
Now, couldn't you tell which was the homemade crust and which wasn't?
I definitely could tell the difference
between
the... You knew
a good crust.
Yeah, there were some crusts that I ate where it was incredibly tasty. Like where the crust had as much flavor as the pie.
Right. And it was kind of flaky. And
yeah. And there was other stuff where the crust, maybe that was the store-bought crust, because it just didn't seem, it sort of was very flat and not very tasty.
Right.
Almost cardboardish.
See, I told you could tell.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
I'm learning. Indeed. There wasn't that much pumpkin there, and there wasn't that much pecan there.
No.
I was surprised at that.
When we hit that pecan pie, though, that was a good one.
It was very good. You know where there's a good pecan pie? If I don't know if the Virginian still makes it, but for a long time, the Virginian on the corner had chocolate pecan pie.
I think they still do.
That was a tradition, I think, started by Mary Ann Parr, who had the restaurant in the 70s, brought it from Frank Kessler and his dad. And had it there, and she started that tradition.
And one of the judges at Sevo Pie Fest was the woman who wrote the book on Mrs. Rao's pies.
That's right.
In Stanton.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
She's a new Facebook friend.
Fun to meet her, and I grabbed a copy of her book. Her name is Molly Cox
Bryan. That's a pretty book, too.
Yeah.
Did you see that book?
Gene, if you're listening, I'm going to give that to you for your birthday, so don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody, Gene. It's a secret. Don't nobody go and tell Jean what she's getting for her birthday. When's her birthday?
November 8th.
Wow, that's soon. What are you going to get her besides that?
I think that's about it.
And take her out for a slice of pie. Take her over to Mrs. Rouse in Stanton.
I think we'll go out to dinner somewhere.
There you go. Where would you go for dinner? Where's your pick? Number one pick. Dooners? Crab cakes? Oh, that's good.
Dooners is good.
Crab cakes at Dooners, man. Love it.
Okay.
You can take it to Zazu's. Dinner for two.
Can always get a good rapid Zazu's, I hear, Coy.
Indeed. That's what I have for lunch. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Coy.
Till next year or till tomorrow. We're going to break for CBS News, local news, and weather. Back in just a few minutes. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070, WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.